I'm Brielle, Senior Editor at Oncology Nursing News. Today we're going to be talking about fear of recurrence. Particularly, we'll be talking to Marie Gormley about her research on how genomic testing can affect fear of recurrence in breast cancer survivor. Listen in to see what she has to say about this important topic. So tell me a little bit about your research on fear of recurrence, and especially with genetics, and why this was important research to conduct.
Fear of cancer recurrence is one of the greatest unmet needs among breast cancer survivors, and things like, you know, healthcare provider visits or going in for a mammography, those sorts of things can certainly trigger fear of cancer recurrence. But we don't know how women or other survivors respond to genomic testing that tells them a factual risk of recurrence. So that was the gap in the literature that I sought to, learn more about. And so I recruited a sample of 110 breast cancer survivors. And just to go back a little bit about the Oncotype DX test, would that be helpful too, to just give a brief overview of?
Yes, definitely.
Okay, great. So the Oncotype DX test is a genomic test. So it analyzes the breast cancer tumor, and a sample of the tumor is usually taken out during, you know, surgical removal of the breast tumor. So during a mastectomy or a lumpectomy, and it's analyzed for 21 genes. And the activity of those 21 genes in the breast tumor predicts the risk of recurrence, but also the benefit of needing adjuvant chemotherapy, which is chemotherapy that's given after surgical removal of the breast tumor. And so the Oncotype DX test can be very helpful in terms of helping women avoid unnecessary chemotherapy or recommending chemotherapy for women who might not be indicated to receive it based on, you know, clinical factors alone. So it's very helpful in that regard, but you are telling women, you know, this objective risk. And so, you know, how are women responding to that? Is that something that's very helpful for them to know, or is it something that's triggering a lot of fear? And so essentially I recruited 110 breast cancer survivors, and they answered questionnaires about their fear, their health-related quality of life, distress, their illness representation, and their perceived risk. And what we found was that women who had a higher Oncotype DX score, so it's put into low, intermediate, and high risk categories. And so women who are in the high risk category, which means that they need to have chemotherapy in conjunction with endocrine therapy, they had higher fear compared to women in the low risk category. And women in the low risk category only need to have endocrine therapy. Chemotherapy does not provide any additional benefit to them. So that really tells us that, you know, a higher objective recurrence score or risk of recurrence is associated with higher fear. But then we did what's called a regression analysis. And based on that, we were able to determine that it was actually anxiety and certain types of illness representations that were the best predictors of fear. So for instance, women's, you know, perceived consequences of their breast cancer diagnosis. So, you know, this will have a major consequence in my life. It will have, you know, financial implications, or it will have implications to my family, affect other people in my life. And then also the degree of emotional upset from the diagnosis of cancer. So, you know, it causing anxiety, anger, uncertainty, all of those things were actually the best predictors of whether a woman would have higher fear or not. So
how can clinicians, and particularly oncology nurses, mm-hmm. what could they do now to help these patients who are feeling this fear of recurrence?
Yeah. So I think what's important for oncology nurses and other healthcare providers to know is that women, you know, receiving the Oncotype DX test or any other genomic test that's, you know, predicting risk of recurrence, they need to make sure that the women are correctly understanding the test results. The population that I recruited did have a high level of education, income, and was primarily white. So this does need to be assessed in the context of health literacy. So, but the best we can do for now is to make sure that women are understanding the test results from the Oncotype DX test. And then the other thing to remember is that, you know, women with a higher score may have higher fear, but not necessarily. So every patient is going to be different. There were women in the study that had a low risk of recurrence, but very high fear. And there were women in the study who had a very high risk of recurrence, but low fear. There are brief screening measures that can be done, that should be done. And, you know, just being on the lookout for things like illness representation. Women coming in and saying that, you know, this breast cancer, they're worried that it's going to have, you know, the severe consequence on their life, or they've been feeling very anxious about it, very uncertain. Those should be kind of red flags to a patient that would be at high risk of developing fear of cancer recurrence, because fear of cancer recurrence is associated with a lot of other psychosocial sequelae, which is what we found in the study and is consistent with the literature. So, it's associated with things like poor health-related quality of life, distress, anxiety, depression, greater perceived risk. So it is really important to assess. And unfortunately, these symptoms emerge often in the survivorship period because, you know, you're kind of in this acute phase when you're receiving treatment, you're so focused on that. And then when you leave your treatment, you're not in as structured of a system where you're seeing your providers regularly. And so that's when a lot of these psychosocial sequelae and these fears can emerge.